Life is often filled with big, overwhelming tasks that seem almost impossible to accomplish. Things like getting a college degree, getting a great job, finding a person to date, selling or buying a house. These things often seem just way too much to handle up front. And it's almost easier when you're ignorant to just go into one of these big tasks not knowing how much work is involved. Today, what I do is I break down big tasks into small individual parts I can handle each day. That way, I don't have to engage with the big thing I'm doing. I engage with each little thing. Building my business has been a fantastically huge task that I couldn't possibly have imagined up front. And in fact, when I tried to imagine what I'd need to do to build my business, I thought there was no way I can do it. So what I did is I broke down, what can I do today? Well, I can make a couple videos each day. I can do that. And that done repeatedly has allowed me to now have thousands of videos online and millions of people that have watched those videos just by breaking it down into doing two videos every day. What I'm recently dealing with in this regard is selling my house. Today, we had a real estate agent come over. My wife and I and Madeline had our real estate agent come over and look at our house and get it ready to sell. And for a minute, I got overwhelmed because this time I'm not completely ignorant. When we bought this house, I remember a whole lot of work, a whole lot of things that were challenging, and months of work to buy this house. And as a buyer, I likely did less work or about as much as the sellers did because they had things to do equivalent to what I was doing. Now, going forward, I see that selling this house is likely a big task, and it's a new big task that's real. It's one thing before you've started doing something. It's another once you wade in and realize, man, we're going to start doing this. And what I do is break it down, and I started feeling overwhelmed, like, great, now my work is going to be disrupted. It's going to be such a pain. You're going to have people coming over at a moment's notice wanting to see the house, and then I'm not supposed to be here, and all that anxiety just starts to build up. And the point at which I felt better was the point when I said, well, everything's okay right now. Everything's just fine right now. Now, what's coming over to look at the house today? Everything's fine. Although the sign just went up in our yard, so there could be people creeping around right now looking at it. I might not even know. Everything's just fine today. And I thought also, I'm being given this because it's what I need to do right now. There's a lot of good opportunities and good things here. And I also thought of some other things. The main thing I was aggravated about was that the disruption to my work that comes with all these people coming over, the potential disruption to my work. And yet, when I thought about the other potential disruptions, I mean, what if I had a head injury? I couldn't do any of this anymore at all. There's a lot of scenarios where I could be permanently disabled from doing this, and I wouldn't be able to ever make another video again. And I thought, well, in that context, selling a house seems like a pretty good day. A few minor disruptions here and there, that sounds like a pretty good deal. These are new thought patterns. I didn't used to know how to get out of anything like this. I'd get stuck and the anxiety would build and build and build. The only thing I knew that worked was to drink or to try and distract myself. I'm just going to play video games and forget about buying this house. Or I'm just going to focus on work so much that I'll forget about any of my problems. Today, I stop. Okay, I'm getting anxious. What am I afraid of? What's the problem? Well, I'm trying to take on a big idea all from a small position. Sitting just in the middle of one day, that's a small position. I can't go do all the things to sell the house today. And I can have peace of mind that if I do each little task that comes up with a good attitude, the house will almost seem to sell itself. The same as my business has almost seemed to build itself. It seems unreal to me that I have thousands of videos online now, because at no point did I do more than a few of them at once. It just gets a lot done each day if you look at what you can do that's right in front of you. And it's so overwhelming to try and take on things that haven't happened yet. Thankfully, in some areas, I realize I probably don't want to think too much ahead about raising my daughter. I can't even imagine all of the work on that. I can't comprehend or even load that into my brain. It won't take. Like if you tried to load the whole internet on your computer, it won't. You can't do it. Your computer will lock up and freeze. And that's what this mind does too. When I try and load up more than a day's worth or maybe sometimes even a few hours worth of work into my head, the whole thing crashes. And thankfully, there's some presence there that can observe what's going on independently of whatever is running on the brain or on the mind, so to speak. There's some presence inside of me that even as the brain and my mind locks up and gets frustrated, that presence is still peacefully watching, undisrupted by all of the mental turmoil. All of the, oh my God, oh, this isn't going to work out. This is going to be a pain. This is upset. There's some presence, and I like to think that presence is who I really am. I'm not anxious thoughts. I'm the entity that observes those anxious thoughts. And I can actually influence, I can intentionally call up new thoughts behind anxious thoughts. So I share this today because it helps me remember it's something I'm doing right. For a lot of my life, I've been very easy to pick apart all the things I've done wrong. Today I make these videos to help remind me of what I'm doing right so I don't forget. So when the next big thing comes up, I don't simply implode. When the next big thing comes up, I remember. I can chop this into what can I do right now? I can't do anything about selling the house right now. I contacted the handyman to see if he could come out, so I did everything I can do. And stay out of the way. Do what my wife says because she's the primary person handling it. So when the next thing comes up, I can remember this. And so if you don't have these tools or you do have these tools and you haven't been using them, you can use them yourself. I pray today to be willing to break down any big overwhelming tasks I have into manageable things I can do today. And through that, to have peace of mind that the big task, that the little things I can do today are a part of, will be accomplished. I pray today to have some perspective on whatever it is I'm dealing with. To be grateful I have a chance to sell my house and to have people that want to come over and throw money at my house, who want to pay the mortgage off and give us some cash on top of it. To have gratitude that I can even make these videos today, that I'm alive right now and I have the chance to do this, instead of being upset that things aren't going to go exactly how I think they ought to. I pray that you have every opportunity I have today to enjoy each moment of your life, to break anything down you don't think you can handle into little tiny things you can do today that you're sure you can handle. Thank you for watching this and have a great day today.